The Headband of Destiny. Created by Opal Song and
Bullvain.
Where will we stand when all the lights go out across these city streets? Where were you when all of the embers fell? I still remember them. Covered in ash, covered in glass, covered in all my friends. I still think of the bombs they built. Is there the place that I could be? Then I'd be another memory. Can I be the only hope for you? Because you're the only hope for me. And if we can't find where we'd be lying, we'll have to hack it out around. Face all the pain and take it on. Because the only hope for me is you alone.
AU in which touching a Lon's headband causes them to soul bond to that person. One-sided, only Lon's soul bond. All Lons with ribbons know this. It is unknown to outsiders. Lan Wangji makes the decision in the cold cave to soul bond to Wei Wuxian and uses his ribbon.
A tweet made entirely of screaming in all caps.
Bride? Please help me make more of this! I mean, in reality, this would just be more background canon. Maybe if Lan Xishun chose to bond to Nie Mingchui, he could stabilize him. But also, what if this was part of a thing, and he bonded to both him and Jing Guangyao? How much worse would it get?
Drex, fingers down, face. And of course, that's why they both had to be in seclusion. Having your bonded ripped away is, pretty fucking bad. Except Lan Mengji's bond doesn't get ripped out when Wei Wuxian dies. And sometimes that happens. Sometimes you hold on too hard, and the bond doesn't naturally dissolve on death. But there are ways to fix that to Wangji if you just let the doctors... And Lan Mengji refuses for 13 years to have it done.
OMG, yes! Though, I want Lan Xichun's story to end happier. I want Nie Mingtui not to die somehow. Oh, what if instead of killing him, Jing Guangyao isolates him or something? Because he knows that if he kills Nie Mingtui, he'll somehow get the message to Lan Xishun? I haven't quite seen the end of the series, so no spoilers. I don't quite know Jing Guangyao's fate, but if Lan Xishun kills him, imagine killing your soul bonded!
Like, phew. We can totally make the San Zhen trio go better, though. Especially if we figure out exactly how the bonds work. Does Nie Mingjue become more stable? Does Lan Xichen figure out what Jin Guangyao is doing?
I think that Nie Mingjue does become more stable because Lan Xichen can do something with energy with the bond. Possibly it's just that it is there that can stabilize. Or he takes on the disruption. Crying emoji. To keep the martyr themes going. I think for Max tragedy, he doesn't realize the cause is Jing Guangyao.
Like, it's sort of almost a one-way thing, unless the recipient invests in it. Like, the relevant Lan feels connected and can give, but not necessarily receive. But also, yes, that is maximum tragedy. Heck.
Yes, it is definitely a one-sided bond.
That's so upsetting. But also, yes. Yes, 100%. The thing is that in that case, well, that's more or less canon. Lies down on the floor. There would be a few differences, though. Especially if Nie Mingjue doesn't die.
It is so tragically canon! Crying emoji. Lan Wangji, please get help after your love dies. Don't go the way of your shitty dad and pine to death after your dead love. And then he has Yuan to stay alive for. He wasn't planning on leaving the burial mounds. Was planning to stay there until he faded. Gonna make it even worse. The bond is mostly with the person's soul, but a bit is also with their golden core. Not necessary for the bond, but it can make it deeper. Which means Lan Wangji knows something is different once Wei Wuxian's core is moved to Jiangcheng. That is also why when his uncle... Wait, no, better idea. This is why Lan Wangji doesn't fade away after Wei Wuxian's death like normally happens. And why Lan Wangji never gives up on him, even when everyone else is like, he's dead, please let us sever the bond or you're going to die. He can just feel that he's not quite gone and doesn't know what it is, but...
Also, this too is basically canon, so, you know, gosh, it's raining a lot in here today.
Lan Wangji can feel it when Wei Wuxian is revived, but he doesn't know where. He doesn't see him at the Mo's, so he doesn't realize. But then, on the mountain by the fairy shrine, he knows, even before Wei Wuxian plays the song. It makes Lan Wangji and Lan Xixin's conversation about trusting Jin Guangyao so much worse.
Yes. Also, do the people who've been bonded necessarily know? Like, did Lan Wangji ever bother to tell Wei Wuxian, or...
Lan Wangji has definitely not told Wei Wuxian before the death. After, I think maybe after the whole confession? Maybe? I think Lan tradition is to not tell the person before that person independently returns the feelings so as to not pressure them. I am undecided as to Lan Xixin and Nie Mingtui and Jin Guangyao.
What if Lan Wangji doesn't tell Wei Wuxian, but it's more or less obvious to all the lands? Lan Xixin tells literally no one except Nie Mingtui and Jin Guangyao.
I think that the Lans definitely know eventually about Wei Wuxian. Probably not right away, but Lan Wangji wouldn't hide it. And I feel like Lan Xixin would be proud of his sworn brothers. All the Lans know what that means. I just haven't decided whether I want Jin Guangyao to know or not. Wait, Jin Guangyao has to know. Otherwise, he'd try to kill Nie Mingtui anyway, just in a less subtle way than Qi deviation. So Lan Xixin probably tells them at some point? Which means it is probably Jin Guangyao who tells Wei Wuxian in a bid to unnerve him. Also, imagine Lan Wangji's response to the Golden Core reveal.
Oh no. Of course it's Jiangcheng who tells Wei Wuxian, only maybe he's actually too late. And instead of unnerving Wei Wuxian gets a look and is like, hang on, I have somewhere to be immediately.
Jiangcheng or Jin Guangyao?
I misread, but honestly, it still works and is in fact better.
Which is better? I'm wondering how Jiangcheng would even know.
Oh, right, I meant I misread, but my suggestion still works and is better with your original Jin Guangyao suggestion. And that's how we know it's bedtime for me, because I've stopped making sense.
Jin Guangyao tries as a last-ditch distraction to manipulate Wei Wuxian with the knowledge that Lan Wangji had bonded to him against his will and knew him even better than he knew himself. And Wei Wuxian is like, he really loves me! Which is not the reaction Jin Guangyao was hoping for.
That is exactly what I was envisioning. Isn't it beautiful?
Having seen the end of the series now, OMG, this is perfect! Also, I want to change Nie Mingtui's stuff. Apparently, he becomes a kind of zombie in the books. Well, Wei Wuxian has resurrected someone once, so Jin Guangyao goes with the canon plan, only it doesn't work, because Lan Xixin is keeping him together. And Lan Xixin is getting torn apart, so Jin Guangyao comes up with some other twisty plan and gets Nie Mingtui killed. Lan Xixin loses it a bit, and that is when he tells Jin Guangyao about the bond, even though Jin Guangyao hasn't confessed. Jin Guangyao uses that to manipulate Lan Xixin. Lan Xixin finds it even harder to disbelieve him because he's Lan Xixin's only remaining soulmate, the person tethering him to the living world. Then the end and betrayal. And now Emma Smush show and book canons. Nia Ming Tue is zombified, fights Wen Ning, is subdued, but isn't shoved in the coffin. Lan Zicheng is tending to Jing Guangyao. Nie Huaisong really does see Jing Guangyao reach for a weapon, shouts, Lan Zicheng stabs his own soulmate, the last thing holding him to the living world, incoherent sobbing. Jing Guangyao uses his dying to set a bunch of angry spirits free and dies in a collapsing building. Lan Wangji takes Lan Zicheng home and becomes ruler, trying his damnedest to keep Lan Zicheng from just wasting away. Estimated living time for a Lan after their soulmate's death is days to maybe years, depending on your will to live. Wei Wuxian doesn't come with. This is the show time skip. Wei Wuxian takes Nie Ming Tui's body, with Nie Huaisong's permission, and works another miracle. Hand waves sword spirit, keeping his soul intact and tethered to this world, hand wave. And it's not as if Lan Zicheng wasn't supportive and also heartbroken when Lan Wangji was dying of a broken heart. But now he's feeling it too. He's all, brother, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what you were feeling. I didn't understand.
Can we get a Nie Huaisong, Lan Zicheng friendship here? Lan Zicheng always dismissed Nie Huaisong a bit, but they could appreciate each other now, maybe. Nie Huaisong is pretty heartbroken too, but he's not literally dying, and he shows up, ostensibly to avoid his responsibilities, but really to keep an eye on Wei Wuxian and Nie Mingjue. And he's himself, and he says silly things, and shows Lan Zicheng his fans, and appreciates his music cheerfully, even when it's desperately sad. And one night he gets drunk and grips Lan Xichen's arm painfully tight and bites out, "You are not allowed to die of this, do you hear me? If I'm not allowed to give up and die of this, neither are you." And someone understands, which is important, because even if Lan Wangji understands, it's hard to feel as much solidarity when Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian are disgustingly in love and married.
Yes! I love this friendship! And also Lan Zicheng realizes just how much Nie Huaisong has done behind the scenes. And at first it's a little fraught because Nie Huaisong undermined his soul bonded, but he also stopped Lan Zicheng's soul bonded from being even worse than he was. And maybe Nie Huaisong did some stuff in the background to help mitigate some of the damage, mumble, mumble, Lan's. That actually makes Lan Zicheng really feel okay with his interference or something. I don't know where I was going with this. But yes, they bond over Nie Ming Tue, sobbing! And Nie Huaisong knows what Wei Wuxian is doing and doesn't tell Lan Zicheng. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both of us. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong /forzavane. Thanks for listening. Reader's note. I can't believe I called that. I just recorded the tweet where I was like, I haven't seen the end of the series, but if Lan Zicheng kills Jing Guangyao, and I'm like, having seen the end of the series, which I think I say later, like, how did I know? Opal, less tragedy.